Jesse Cray, he is with the Edmonton Corn Maze, and they are fired up and ready to go for the 2023 season. Dante, and welcome back to Windspeaker Radio Network, Jesse.
Welcome.
Yeah, so you guys are just about open. You guys open already for the season?
We opened, but it's raining, so there's not a lot of people here yet, but we're ready to go.
Yeah, ready for the nice weather. You guys have a special theme this year, and you've laid out the corn maze with a unique design. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have kind of working with the RCMP as they have 150 years, a bit of a celebration for that. We've got a Mountie getting a salute and then a big logo for the 150 years.
Awesome. And where can people take this in the Edmonton area?
We are just west of the city, kind of on Garden Valley Road or 23rd Ave, just between Edmonton and Devon.
How long would you say, like in general, like, because I get it, it's going to take some people longer than others. How long would you say in general ballpark would it take for one person to go through the entire corn maze?
The average is about an hour, and then give or take, depending on how many wrong turns you take from there.
And speaking of wrong turns, I can't find myself out of a wet paper bag. So what happens if someone gets lost in there?
We've got people walking around all the time. If you need a little hint, we can send you in the right direction, or we can help you get out of there quickly. So
awesome. Once again, speaking with Jesse Cray with the Edmonton Corn Maze. It's happening just west of Edmonton with a special theme tribute to 150 years celebration of the RCMP. Thanks for giving us a bit of info, and we look forward to coming on down to the Corn Maze, Jess.
Sounds good. Thank you.